The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. Japan Top
10. Hey everybody, welcome to a new episode of Japan Top 10. This is our Artist of the Month episode. My name is Eric.
And I'm Haru.
And we will be discussing the band The Rise of Porno Graffiti. So 2020 might not have been a great year for a lot of people out there, but we want to change that for our listeners. Tell us your thoughts about 2020, record a message for our podcast, and share it with our listeners. It could win you $100 in US dollars gift card, or you can have that amount be donated to a charity of your choice. Visit our website at jtop10.jp for full details.
Japan Top 10年末コンテストのお知らせです。2020年はあなたにとってどんな年でしたか？メッセージを録音または E メールにて私たちにシェアしてください。選ばれた方の中から抽選で100アメリカドル相当の電子ギフトカードまたは同額の慈善団体への寄付をお選びいただけます。メッセージは日本語でも OK です。詳しくはジャパントップ10のホームページをご覧ください。
At number 4, we have Saudoje.
Bye.
This song, released in September of 2000, was one of Porno Graffiti's early hits. After the success of Apollo and Hitori no Yoru, Sadaje set them up to release their second album, Foo, in February of 2001.
When they first started, it took them several years to gain public attention, despite the fact that they managed to land a demo tape in the hands of a Sony representative early in their career. It was rejected with the recommendation that they build up experience, which they did, playing local clubs in Osaka and Kobe.
In 1998 came proof that the Sony exec really meant it, as Porno Graffiti was invited to a band audition in Tokyo, winning the first prize and getting a record contract.
This led them to their first song with anime, Hitori no Yoru, and sent them on to many other animated songs and movies. And actually, Saudage is one of my favorite songs of Porno Graffiti.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of it?
Pardon?
Yeah, what's your favorite part of the song? What makes you really happy about the song?
Part of the song? Maybe the chorus, like, Itsuka mata aimasho, like, you know, those parts is really popular.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows.
So it's super, super, it's really like, you can sing along to it and everyone knows it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think so. Like, it makes me feel excited.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese culture-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. At number 3, we have Music Hour.
Hello! This is Porno Graffiti Music Hour, Love Up Station. Stay tuned.
Die!
program was brought to you by Porno Graffiti. See you next time.
This popular song became the stage from the popular rhythm DS game Moero Nekketsu Rizumu Damashi Os Tatakae Ouendan 2.
The original song was from 2000 and was repurposed for the rhythm game using the same type of rhythm gameplay from Elite Beat Agents.
Released in 2007, the game is the third in the series to use the tapping support from the DS to create rhythm games, with the original being Elite Beat Agents.
Music Hour was released shortly after Hitori no Yoru in July of 2000. It peaked at number 5 in the Oricon charts and eventually went on the album Foo.
Yeah, this is such a good summer tune song.
Well, it has to be with any of those songs on Elite Beat Agents style games are always so catchy, so great, instantly pepping you up, and you need that kind of song in the summer.
Actually, I don't know much about Elite Beat Agents, but I do know. Do you know Rhythm Heaven, which is another rhythm DS game?
Is it with the I feel like it's like a cheer squad coming out to like get everyone like cheering along. I might be wrong on this.
Not sure. It's like a rhythm game. It was popular probably like 15 years ago.
So that is right when I was not playing the DS.
Oh.
Okay. Unfortunately, I've tried picking up very recently just to play Animal Crossing, but there were a lot of games in that time period that I missed out on.
Yeah, like I have DS, so I played like some like Pokemon or Animal Crossing as well, and also like other like I don't have rhythm games, but it was very popular and like 15 years ago, like when I was in elementary school.
I'm sorry, you just told a 33-year-old who, like, 15 years ago, I was very much in college.
Oh,
wow, I feel
I
old. That's fine. Are you an indie artist and create Japanese music or Japanese-inspired music and looking for some free exposure? Get in touch with our music director, Haley, by sending her an email at haley@jtop10.jp and let her know. More details are also available on our website at jtop10.jp.
The next song is The Day.
Come on. 生き抜く方だものが勝者でフェアなのは幻想
One of Pornography's most popular songs today, the song became the first opening for the immensely popular shonen anime My Hero Academia.
The original manga started in the Shonen Jump series in July of 2014, with the anime starting in April of 2016. It started an interesting trend of splitting its episodes into select seasons, rather than weekly updated episodes like most shonen animes like One Piece.
The series has already gone on to sell 26 million copies, had two movies created, and won the 2019 Best Manga Harvey Award. It has extremely positive responses from both in Japan and overseas, considered one of the top anime adaptions of the 2010s.
The plot of the series shows our young protagonist, Izuku Midoriya, in a world full of heroes and quirks. Quirks are essentially superpowers in the world, and a fair amount of the population has them, except for our main character. When the number one hero in the world decides to pass down his powers to the young hero, he vows to be the number one hero. I was wondering where I recognized this song from, and I was like, oh yeah, I really like My Hero Academia.
Oh really? Actually, I don't know the anime. Oh my gosh.
It's okay. It's such a super current anime. Like but I think it's really good.
Oh.
It definitely has a pretty big following here in the States. Maybe not as much as like One Punch Man, but it's still pretty popular, especially with all the like Marvel superheroes and things like that going on.
Want to hear double or triple the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club and become a Patreon star or Patreon platinum donor to get respectively double or triple the amount of songs on this episode. See full details on our website at jtop10.jp/club.
At the number one spot on our countdown, and I have to say this might be my favorite song by the group, it's Melissa. Back in 2003, a little anime called Full Metal Alchemist started airing after the success of the manga. Melissa, released in September of 2003, was the first opening of this anime adaptation.
Full Metal Alchemist was broadcast from October 2003 to October of 2004, where it ran into an unfortunate issue. The anime, being released on a weekly basis, caught up with the original manga and thus lost source material. In their named Greed Arc, the anime decided to split off from the manga and create their own ending, with new characters and changes to fit their new story.
The story is about two brothers, Edward Elric and Alphonse Elric, as they try to restore their bodies from a failed alchemic experiment. In a world where matter can be transformed through the work of alchemy, the brothers go through the world of politics, war, and treason to get the infamous Philosopher's Stone and save themselves.
The culmination of this anime adaptation saw the protagonist, Edward Elric, in Germany during the beginning stages of World War II, a strange departure from the series' own created world of alchemy and homunculi.
The series was then rebooted in 2009 with the show Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, which faithfully retold the story of the manga through till the end. It was met with amazing reviews and became largely successful around the world. I loved this show. What was weird was with the original, not Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, the original Fullmetal Alchemist, the opening song in America was Ready, Steady, Go by Larkin Seal, and not Melissa, even though that's what it was in Japan.
Ah, I see. So different songs.
No, like when I think of Full Metal Alchemist, even though Melissa is such a great song, all I think of is Ready, Steady, Can't Hold Me Back, or Ready, Steady, Give Me Good Luck. So it is really interesting hearing the original song, how it was meant to be played.
So, of course, I know Melissa as well. And also, I watched Full Metal Alchemist in Japanese, Hagane no Renkin Jutsu, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So, I watched the anime when I was a child, like, I don't know, 9 years old, I think. At the time, I was nine years old. But I like Hagane no Renkin Jutsu, but I don't remember the story because it was, like, quite complicated for me, like, you know, I was a child, but I know the characters and I still remember like what Hagane no Renkin Jutsu is.
Oh yeah, it was way too complicated for anyone your age. I was watching it when I was first couple of years out of high school, and even then I was like, whoa, this is so complex.
Yeah. But I remember one of the characters that's my favorite, it's Alphonse, it's a younger brother. And like he looks like a robot, and also like looks like quite scared, but like he has, you know, like he's really kind and like pure, and I liked him.
Yeah, Alphonse is great. I remember he lost his body in that experiment they're doing to try to bring back their mother.
Yeah,
and he the only thing he like his brother bound his soul to the suit of armor. So he's like this kid in every other aspect but his body, and then he's just a giant suit of armor.
Yeah.
So I and Kirby will join you guys for the last Top 10 episode for December 2020, and they will see you in a little over a week from now. So Haru, that just about does it for our episode on Porno Graffiti. So what do you think was your absolute favorite song from the list?
Well, there are some of my favorite songs like Saudade, of course, and also Agehacho and Aporo. These three songs are really, really popular in Japan.
My favorite songs, I think, have to be Melissa. Definitely, just at least for nostalgia. Because I actually would have to go, like, whenever I wanted to go listen to Ready, Steady, Go, I would type in Full Metal Alchemist opening song, and then Melissa would show up and I'd be like, what? I've never heard this song before.
Oh.
And so it's really nice to hear that.
Yeah. And also, like, I didn't know that, like, Porno Graffiti were featured in many, like, manga or, not manga, like, anime or game series. Like,
yeah, GTO.
Yeah. And I thought, like, they are pop, like pornography, like they are popular in only in Japan. Like in, like I was thinking about that, but I didn't know they are also popular in overseas.
Oh, absolutely. I would be, if you are a fan of anime or at least Japanese entertainment from the last 30 years, I'm sure you are a big fan of pornography. All right, everyone, thanks for listening to us on this episode. My name is Eric.
And Haru.
And we will see you next time. See you later.
Stay safe.
Bye. Bye.
Sayonara. Japan Top 10.